Your dream job in a handshake. How to ace your job interview. Chapter 1. Why an astounding resume won't close the deal. Let's face it, there are millions of talented, eager applicants out there that are just as enthusiastic as you are. Remember, that unemployed guy next to you might not be all that stupid. In fact, you just might have the same grade point average for all you know. Why is he jobless then? Because it takes more than just a written account of accomplishments and college degrees to land the job of your dreams. And that's a fact. The best person for the job may not necessarily be the one who actually gets it. There is more to it than an astounding resume or a foolproof cover letter. When you apply for a job, the employer sees you as an entire package. You're not just the guy with a winning smile, the girl with a near-genius IQ level, or the brunette who arrived 15 minutes late. So what do employers do? They devise a harmless little chit-chat to get to know you and your potential as a future asset to their company. This getting-to-know chat, unfortunately, involves a lot of unpredictable questions that might leave you squirming in your seat. The notion of selling yourself to a complete stranger that you've just met isn't quite comforting, is it? That's why I'm here. That's why you're reading this. The ratio of the jobless versus the employed is not a very pretty picture nowadays. You can't afford to lose another opportunity to land that job. Not to the guy with a winning smile, the girl with a near-genius IQ, or the brunette who arrived 15 minutes late. It's high time the spotlight landed on you.